Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 32, Johannesburg 29, Rustenburg 31 degrees. We start in Westbury, where ongoing water cuts have sparked protests. Residents took to the streets this morning, blocking roads and burning tyres. They've accused the city of Johannesburg of neglect and being responsible for water shortages in the area.
Westbury does not have water. The upper part of Westbury has no water at all. So we understand that there's no water. We understand that we are on level one. But what is the understanding of Coronationville, where there is really not even a drop of water? Can I tell you when last did we have water? With the last protest when you guys were here. Apparently I wasn't here. It's a leisure. The councillor was here and said that the mayor is going to come, the MMCs is going to come, and they're going to have a meeting. To date, was there a meeting, residents? Did you guys get answers?
No. So
Johannesburg Metro Police are on the scene. Spokesperson Kolani Fitla says officials are on high alert.
Currently, Fuel Road and Harmony Street in Coronationville and Westbury are barricaded off to traffic, with Perth Road and Portland Avenue being opened for traffic to flow. Motorists are advised to exercise caution and to avoid Fuel Road and Harmony Street and to use Price Street, Main, Perth Road and Portland Avenue as alternative routes.
To the northwest now, where a community leader in Stilfontein says there's growing distrust as government misses its own deadlines to retrieve suspected illegal miners still underground at a disused gold mine. Thembile Botman says they're concerned by the lack of urgency in government's rescue operations.
They're worried that the process of the government has no truth in it. You must remember the minister was here, and the minister was clear to say only a week he wants everybody to be out. I mean, the process is very expensive for it. It can delay this much. And the week has passed. The committee that was established by the minister is not functional. We still maintain that we are sidelined from the processes.
Police Minister Senzo Mqunu established a task team led by the Community Safety MEC in the province, who's responsible for overseeing the rescue of the miners. Community volunteers are ever pulled up 11 miners last week. Eskom says S&P Global upgrading its credit ratings from stable to positive is a clear indication of progress it's making in strengthening its financial and operational foundation. The power utility says this decision reflects S&P Global's confidence in the impact of the 254 billion rand financial support package introduced through its Debt Relief Act. And we end off with some good news. The Cape Town Cruise Terminal has been named Africa's best cruise terminal for the fourth consecutive year during the World Cruise Awards in Portugal. V&A Waterfront's property executive manager Andre Blaine expressed pride in this achievement. He highlighted the terminal's role in creating memorable experiences for seabound visitors.
So we've won the best terminal award in Africa, and it's a combination of the good efforts and hard work that we put into the development of the terminal and management since 2015, and the management of the terminal and all, everybody has been fantastic, and this is to all their hard efforts. The award well deserved, and thank you everyone.
I'm Chanel September net weer hoof nes te hier Westbury inwoners betoog vandag teen voortdurende watertekorte in die gebied.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love. But oh, one thing I'm never gonna do is throw away.